Venezuela holds a presidential election Sunday. The country is suffering from food shortages, hyperinflation, and a mass exodus of Venezuelans to other countries. All that might signal trouble for the authoritarian president, but it's not clear whether supporters of Venezuela's main opposition candidate will show up to vote. John Otis reports.
Campaign workers for Henry Falcón fire up the crowd here in the industrial city of Valencia. Falcón is trying to unseat Nicolás Maduro, Venezuela's deeply unpopular president, who is seeking another six-year term. Falcón says Maduro's socialist policies have destroyed the economy of this oil-rich nation. By some estimates, the annual inflation rate could hit 13,000% this year.
La gente trabaja un mes para comprar menos.
People work for a month but don't earn enough to buy a carton of eggs, Falcón tells the crowd. That means hunger and misery, but we are going to get rid of this inept government. Polls show that most Venezuelans want to get rid of Maduro. However, many of them distrust Falcón, a former state governor. That's because Falcón, for many years, embraced Venezuela's socialist revolution that was ushered in by the late Hugo Chavez in 1999 and continued by Maduro. What's more, Falcón is from a small leftist party. The biggest parties within Venezuela's fractious opposition coalition are boycotting the election. They claim that unfair conditions all but guarantee victory for Maduro. For example, the opposition's most popular leaders are in jail, in exile, or banned from running for president. Critics say the government is using food handouts to blackmail people into voting for Maduro. The U.S., Spain, and several other nations already say they will not recognize the result.
Es participar en una celada del gobierno y hacer el favor al gobierno.
Opposition lawmaker Negal Morales claims that by taking part, Falcón is helping to legitimize an electoral farce. But unfair electoral conditions don't always mean victory for autocrats. In 1988, dictator Augusto Pinochet lost a plebiscite which paved the way for Chile's return to democracy. 2 years later, Nicaraguans defied the odds by voting out the Marxist Sandinista government. Falcón is counting on a similar surprise.
No es el momento de los políticos esconderse.
Speaking with NPR on his campaign bus, Falcón says it's not time for politicians to go into hiding. He adds, what sense does it make to tell people not to vote and then provide them with no alternatives? Francisco Rodriguez, Falcón's chief policy advisor, says it's the boycotters who've been duped.
Maduro wants people to abstain. He wants nobody to come out to vote because that's the only election that he can win. And the opposition fell into that trap. And we're not falling into that trap.
For his part, Maduro predicts the election will be clean and that he'll win by a landslide.
Nosotros tenemos una ventaja, es la fuerza del pueblo. Eso se puede llamar ventajismo.
We have the support of the people, he declares. You can't call that an unfair electoral advantage. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Valencia, Venezuela.